brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, going back to investigative journalist for Infowars.com, Patrick Henningsen, who has been traveling the U.S. investigating government drug dealing. Our soldiers publicly have to guard and even help plant and give fertilizer to the Afghans to grow the opium. It's up almost tenfold. The production level from 10% to 92% is the average number. That's what the federal government predicts or estimates. Well, that's their projection, I should say, according to MSNBC, is 92%. It could be higher. Flooding the world with it. And now they just hide it in plain view. And then I've been told by military personnel and others that indeed the U.S. military is all over the border. We've seen cases where Marines, you know, shoot some innocent U.S. citizen, you know, who's herding sheep down in South Texas. This stuff happens, but you've got these guys who are active duty running around, and now the feds have actually grabbed them, though. Do we know why this is happening?
I think we can only guess at this point, but I'm telling you, this is a very bizarre operation, to say the least. So I predict there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be unearthed over the next few weeks or the next few months about this thing. But, you know, the bigger picture here, Alex, is that, you know, the mainstream media and our politicians in Washington have really made such a meal out of the whole thing of talking about the economy in terms of the stock market and in terms of derivatives and this and that. The real liquidity, Alex, and this is Catherine Austin Fitz, who's on your show many times, she pointed this out. The real liquidity, the real cash that propped up the banking sector in terms of Citibank, for one, is black market cash. And this is they're always underestimating the size of the black market, playing it down, you know, and you don't hear about it very much in the news, the real statistics. Why? Because you can't calculate the size of the black market because it's not audited, okay? But this black market is one of the most important aspects of how the kind of, you know, the slimy elements of the globalist cabal do their business.
That's right. Okay? They control it. And instead of cracking down on their narcotics and child kidnapping, they're going to go after the Amish and people selling pecans. They want that gone.
If you look at it, if you look at the global economy in terms of, let's call it a pyramid, okay, the military-industrial complex and the big Fortune 500 corporations, they'll form the base of this pyramid, okay? Then, you know, the amount of money and on paper, it's much bigger than the black market. But at the top of this pyramid is a little black capstone, okay? This is the black market. And I contend that whoever controls the black capstone of this economic pyramid can control the whole pyramid.
I agree, because that money is worth 100 times because it is black. It is secret, and it's what's used to bribe people and to then blackmail them with the black money.
The black market is really, it's the WD-40 grease that turns the wheels of power with the shadow government and also, you know, any kind of nefarious organizations the world over. This is the grease that turns the machine. Without this, you cannot pay off judges. You cannot buy silence. You cannot buy loyalty.
And you decriminalize the drugs, it is over overnight. It'll rise up like a cold sore, and that's why top drug dealers are on record saying, I love the drug war. Never get rid of it.
Yeah, in terms of drugs, child prostitution, human trafficking, vice activity, you have all kind of vested interests around the world. That's why Ron Paul is so dangerous to the establishment. One of the reasons is he wants to legalize drugs. Okay, or decriminalize drugs.
And again, that takes all the criminal element and the money out, and now poor drug heads will be, you know, doing it at home under supervision instead of robbing you to go buy the overpriced drugs so the big bankers get that money. Then they also put them in the private prisons owned by the drug dealers. We'll be right back. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking about the phony drug war with investigative journalist from InfoWars.com, Patrick Henningsen. We're working on getting Lord Monckton on, dealing with the environmental power grabs going on by the green cultists who are trying to seize power and are trying to censor our videos and others. Really incredible developments on that front. But here's an article out of the Huffington Post. Lawmakers in 5 states tell feds to back off medical marijuana. Remember Obama promised that he was going to follow the 10th Amendment for states' rights and that he was going to back off medical marijuana that was prescribed by doctors, which they admit. Of all the plants out there that you can get drugs from that help people, there's nothing like marijuana. And I'm not even a pot smoker. I mean, I've smoked it. I've tried it here and there. Every time I get talked into doing it, I'm like, why did I do this? It just doesn't float my boat. But regardless of that, lawmakers in 5 states tell feds to back off medical marijuana. The point is, when you make this stuff illegal, it drives up the price. It allows government behind the scenes to selectively enforce. It corrupts the police, just like alcohol prohibition did for the decade or 9.5 years that they had it in place. And when that ended, they made drugs illegal. You could buy cocaine, heroin at the corner drugstore, and much smaller numbers of people used it or took it. You think I'm joking? Buy 6 packs of Coca-Cola that, you know, had massive amounts of cocaine in it. That's why it's called Coke. So go look it up. It's hiding in plain view. They've done this to take over our society. And Patrick Henningsen was talking about the black capstone over the larger economy of the black market controlled by the big mega banks who launder the money. So when they come in with this cashless society, they're going to use it to crack down on the Amish and people selling peaches on the side of the road and lemonade stands and Girl Scout cookies, as they've now done. They don't want any of that. But the real black market, it will continue on. Patrick Henningsen, I want to ask you about this. You know, Obama said he wouldn't hire lobbyists, hired more than anybody else. Said he wouldn't torture, expanded it. Wouldn't have wars, expanded it. He said he'd have the most open government, most closed government. He'd honor whistleblowers and journalists. He's arresting them en masse. NDAA, all of it. What do you make of this whole black market and where all this is going? Please continue to give us your take on this.
Well, firstly, let's just comment on Obama. I just wrote an article for InfoWars, I think 2 days ago, called Rise of the Petty Dictator. And what I did is kind of outlined, Obama, who just a few days ago called the Supreme Court an unelected group of people, and then kind of listed all his executive orders. If he is elected in a second term, he will actually surpass George Bush's amount of executive orders. I mean, it's record-breaking
stuff.
And
I want to interrupt you because I'm so conditioned to live in this tyranny. I know they're tyrants. I know they're building FEMA camps. I know they're getting ready to set up checkpoints everywhere and now announcing it. So as it happens, now I don't even make a big deal out of things that I used to. It's actually working on me. I'm weakening. And so I'm announcing that publicly so that we can all understand it's happening to us and resist it and redouble our efforts. But I forgot. He came out and said, oh, they're just unelected. They're nobody. And started listing his executive orders. That was a open threat. Even mainline pundits said it, that he may ignore it, just like he ignored Congress when they said no to carbon taxes. I mean, this is really happening.
Many a constitutional law scholar had their jaws hanging around their ankles after a president who claims to have taught constitutional law would make such a statement. But that we've become used to this after 4 years of this president.
Yeah, he told Congress take a hike on the war.
Just like we became used to George W. Bush's shredding of the Constitution with his gang of neoconservatives over 8 years. The federal government, clearly, the amount of money they spend on things like Fast and Furious that end up killing people, the amount of waste. Another solar company was just gone bankrupt. It took a $2.1 billion guaranteed federal loan only a few days ago, another green project. They're just wasting money left, right, and center. And meanwhile, they will come at gunpoint to collect $100 worth of overdue federal income tax. So I think the federal government has kind of grown out of control, and this country is at a major crossroads right now. If we don't do something as people or as states, exert their states' rights, for instance, we're going to slide into tyranny, and we won't even know it. We're already there, actually, if you really look at things the way things have rolled out on paper. We're already in tyranny right now, but I think it can get really worse. And some of the things you mentioned early in the show about withholding passport privileges, that's crazy. I mean, the Soviet Union would do such things. Red China wouldn't even attempt such a thing. You know, why is the United States pushing so hard?
And by the way,
fast?
It's past the Senate. It's going to the House, and it's CBS News. And they're now saying internal checkpoints, you won't be able to travel or have a job if you're not in good standing. You've heard of no-fly list? How about a no-buy food list or a no-travel list or a no-have-a-job list? Folks, I'm not predicting this and then it comes true. In their white papers that we've sourced and quoted, they have said this is the plan. How did I know they're going to have hardened checkpoints that they now have? Including bulletproof ones. That's in the news today. Because they announced it. It's an armed camp where the criminals take over and have us all at gunpoint. That's what a tyranny is.
It really became apparent when I spent a lot of time outside of the United States, as well as living and growing up here. When I came back a couple months ago, just before I came to see you in Austin, you start turning on the TV, and I didn't realize the overwhelming onslaught. It's like a full-court press when you turn on the television. And to hear this president talking on a daily basis, I really felt kind of oppressed in the fact that I'm looking around and I'm saying, why isn't anybody upset about this? What? Why are people not
exactly.
You know,
I was watching The Expendables this morning on the treadmill. You know, a cheesy action-adventure film that Stallone produced, because I found that's the best thing to watch when I'm jogging. And normally I wouldn't watch mindless stuff like that, but it's actually good when I'm jogging. I jog harder, longer, faster, kind of get into it. But I was watching a supposed third world country with oppression, and it was America. It was everything they're starting here, and they were describing a horrible police state in Latin America, and that's where I live. And all we have left is the old free speech and the Second Amendment, and now they say they're coming after that, and Obama, through MSNBC, is openly trying to cause a race war, editing tapes of the Zimmerman guy to make it sound like he's racist. I mean, it's even though we know it, Patrick, it's still amazing that these are real criminals. I mean, we have real criminals in charge now.
I mean, I stood there watching the press conference on the White House lawn 2 days ago with President Obama, President Calderon of Mexico, and Stephen Harper from Canada. And I listened to President Calderon lecture the American people on the fact that it's because of our guns that are going over the border that are killing people on the border towns along Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. Somehow ignoring the whole fact that 30,000 guns were shipped down in Operation Fast and Furious, which was directed by the Department of Justice.
Wait.
Supposed to be protecting the American people. And these are causing the deaths. Not gun manufacturers and gun dealers who are doing legitimate business in America. But the flip of it, right in your face, with Obama standing next to him, and probably Eric Holder in the back behind the door, smiling. I can't conceive the hypocrisy. The level of it is unbelievable.
Well, no, exactly. And we said this would happen when Judicial Watch sued and got the SPP documents. They just got new documents where it confirms what police were already saying. They just release the illegals and give them a waiver form. Again, the government selectively enforces. But getting back to this, they said in the SPP documents that from 2006, Judicial Watch sued and got in 2007, that are so important, it said we're going to use border security crises to merge the three countries. We're going to use the flu and economic collapse. And they go on to say we've got to keep this secret from the public. And it's corporate chiefs there giving all the leaders of the countries orders. Here's the corporate government. Thousands of pages I scanned over. I put the most powerful ones in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And then here they are. 3 years ago, before Fast and Furious even broke, I said they're shipping guns to Mexico under programs, some of it had already leaked, to blame the Second Amendment later. And then even when they get caught doing it, they still go ahead with it. And here's the head of a narco-terrorist state lecturing the American people on our Second Amendment right when he's disarmed his poor people. I mean, this is incredible what we've been brought to.
And the other thing is, people should not be naive, okay? When you have a military industrial complex in this country that's grown to such proportions, because we're deploying troops all over the world in the thousands daily, okay? And throughout history, whenever a military or police state grows to a certain size, it itself within the military will become very corrupt. I used to have a friend from Uganda who was part of the Ugandan army under Idi Amin. He was a dishwasher in London, worked in a restaurant when I first moved there to study. And he told me stories of that he would, for cash, him and his buddies in his unit would take arms out of the stockade, which was the government military stockade, and they would sell arms to the Lord's Resistance Army for cash. Okay, the same thing in the Soviet Union. Half of the global black market after 1991 that flooded Africa and flooded Asia was ex-Soviet stockpiles, because their military industrial complex was just too big and too out of control.
They always eat their own country. That's what happened in Rome. The military ate its own country, and they couldn't get the barbarians out. And that's the thing. The criminality's reached such proportions that it's going to bring the whole system down, because no one can stop anybody. It's just mad stealing everywhere.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Patrick Henningsen, I want to come back and play a clip of Geraldo Rivera going, well, they do it to fight Al-Qaeda. They grow the opium. And the troops are like, yeah, we don't like it, but it's what we got to do. Again, they have to hide it in plain view now. Hey, you're patriotic? Grow some schmack.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, a few minutes left with Patrick Henningsen, and Lord Monson is joining us with hardcore breaking news. Agenda 21 is happening right here in Austin and making headlines. But if you just type in U.S. troops growing opium in Afghanistan, you'll get BBC, ABC, AP, Reuters Video, CBS, NBC, Fox, Sky News, and it's all the same script. Because the troops were, 3 years ago, starting to mutiny. of the fact that they were growing opium, loading it on trucks, flying it out. And this all started coming out. They had to kill Pat Tillman over it, and that kind of got embarrassing. He was writing letters home, getting ready to go public. So instead they said, hey, hide it in plain view. Well, we hate it, but Al-Qaeda will make the money if we don't grow it. And so here is Geraldo Rivera. This all came out in a one-month period. Because they've gotten slicker. Instead of just denying it, they're like, yeah, we grow the opium. We're going to put you in a private prison owned by our banks that bring it in if we catch you using it. You see how they get money on both ends? Good businessmen. Of course, we're naive idiots, so that's why we live like this. Let's go to a part of this clip and get Patrick Henningsen's take on it. Here it is.
Geraldo, tell us what you've seen during your days there in Afghanistan.
Hi, Allison, Dave, and Clayton. Yes, in some ways, the Marines' brilliantly executed invasion of Marja, this town in the middle of Helmand province, was the easy part. The hard part now is governing this province, a province, as you suggest, that has become addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal problem.
Oh, see, it's part of the hard decision they've got to govern. It's tough, but we do what we have to win. Let's go back to the clip. Here it is.
That is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success, because now the population is, you know, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the
10% of world supply pre-2001, now 92% or higher. Government's own numbers. They're not tolerating it. The Taliban wasn't letting them grow it. Oh, but the Taliban's doing it. That was one group of real Taliban, who, by the way, knew bin Laden was the CIA, that came out, who weren't letting it happen. I'm not saying they were good guys, but they were not allowing the cultivation of it. And so there was an invasion. Let's go back to the clip.
Opium, because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines. Really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction, the fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense, you're watching as this opium
is being grown.
I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is a part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do. We provide them security. We're providing them resources. And we're providing them alternatives. And the alternatives are different crops to grow. They're getting the seed and the fertilizer to do it. They can rotate any of their crops that they want. If they
want
to get rid of their wheat,
they'll
grow cotton for the winter.
Oh, we provide them other crops. That's why the crop's up almost tenfold. But again, when you use it, you go to a jail. This is how they've made slavery legal. 7.1 million people. I said 6 million yesterday. I looked it up. It's 7.1 mil now in prison, double what China has. And on record, of the three or four big companies, they're subsidiaries of banks that launder drug money. So let me explain how this works. They make it illegal to drive the price up. So your daughters sell themselves. People rob you for the money so the banks can get bigger profits. Then they get the zombies that use it, throw them in the jails, the prisons, working to build widgets to drive down our wages on the outside. You think China takes your jobs? How about 7.1 mil? Closing comments on this, Patrick Henningsen.
You know, the important thing is if Americans can take anything from this information and just switch a little light on in their head, and frankly, I don't know how Geraldo Rivera earns for $5 million a year or $10 million a year to have absolutely zero brain activity going on. But when the Taliban got their award from the United Nations in 2000 for, they did a fatwa on opium. Okay, and this idea of the Taliban uses the opium to fund their insurgency is just a little bit of propaganda that's been seeded like a meme into the minds of the West by people like Tony Blair and so forth. And the fact, just look at the 700 tons before 2001 exported, and now 8,000 tons by the latest calculation, which was done in 2009, you're talking about, you know, 1,000% increase or something like this. And that's just what we have on record, okay? There's a correlation.
The Marines have got to grow it for America and take the cancer virus shots because they support America. And if you support America, you grow the opium. Patrick Henningsen of InfoWars.com, great job. Lord Christopher Monckton coming up straight ahead. Great job, my friend. We'll get more on your reports on the government hit teams in the next few days.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Critical of global warming alarmism. And some people would say, well, you know, they're their own private website, and so, you know, that's their right. Well, if they were a video website about fishing or hunting or skateboarding, and they said our terms of use are you can post videos about hunting or skateboarding, that would be an issue. But they call it YouTube, something Google bought 6 years ago that was about the communities and free speech and about not being evil. And YouTube, run by Google with all its Obama administration connections to the intelligence community, over the weekend dimmed the screens to black for Earth Hour. At first it was voluntary and you had a switch, and then later it just froze to black for a while where you didn't have the choice. That's how it always works. That's how they always do it. And we have about 8 different channels that are our official channels. Altogether, I've done an analysis. It's about 600 plus million views in the last 3 years on there. We've got XM channel 166. We've got over 100 AM and FM affiliates. We're number one in the audio streams at Shoutcast, not just for talk radio, but period. We've just been on Roku for about 5-6 months. We're now number one in news there. Wherever we're able to compete, we win, 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 win. because in the market of ideas, the truth and liberty and freedom trumps a bunch of sniveling control freaks who sit up on their mountain and always tell us what reality is and lecture us. Now, I occasionally do some satire, and I just did a joking piece as I introduced Mark Moreno of Climate Depot, pointing out that she says that we're all mentally ill, this professor, that if we believe in natural changes in the earth and that it's not man-made. She said that we need to be treated. And I've gone and found some of her other writings saying, don't wait for public consensus on climate change, just do it. Praising John P. Holdren, who, of course, calls for sterilants in the water. I mean, they didn't expunge everything. On the university site, we found more. But they've since memory-holed a lot of it and are now acting like she never said it. Now I'm seeing articles where they're saying that she never even said that. We're now making it up. So, no end to this. Well, they went in. This has only happened a few other times in the history of my YouTube channel, the official Alex Jones channel with 193 million views. They went in and they put a community strike and said, YouTube has reviewed it. We may even shut down your entire site now. But for now, this video is erased. And in the video, I simply showed a graphic of her in a straitjacket as a joke saying that we're crazy. She's a public figure. I happen to know the law. I've even called my lawyer yesterday. I am looking, because I've had enough. I'm not litigious, but I've had enough with her saying we're racist also in her paper. So she's saying we're racist because we don't want to cut the power off to Africa. Okay, we're racist. And these other professors say we should be arrested. Lord Monckton needs to be arrested. All of this. I go in there and joke about her and, you know, show a photo of her where she does. The point is I had a little fun. And they said that's a thought crime. I cannot now make fun of public figures. So when I sue them, when I sue Google and the rest of them, it's going to be for discrimination and violations of terms of service, unfair trade practices, false advertising, because I go and give them. I mean, they make a ton of money off the ads there that they place on my videos, even though I don't take ads on there because that gives them control. They still place them on there. They make a ton of money out of 600 million views. I've done the math. That's conservatively just in the click program if I would have shared it with them, and actually $500,000 the last 3 years. And that's my 30% I would have gotten. I just didn't take the ads because I didn't want to be part of a business arrangement with them. Okay? So they still place ads. So 70% more of that. We're talking over $1 million. I give them this value. I'm number one in Austin, number one in Orlando. I can keep listing the cities on the radio. I have a number one radio show, okay, wherever I'm at. I give them number one content, follow their terms of service, and they defraud me and go along with somebody saying I'm a racist and I'm a hater because I make fun of these people. Nothing about race in the joke. And now they're looking at shutting one of our whole channels down. And then in the past, when they've done that, they've shut down the other channel. So I go and file against them and defeat it. The point is that I don't relish suing this behemoth. And I know they don't care. They've got government backing. But the point is we've got to stand for the First Amendment or no one is going to have free speech as this iron curtain of tyranny descends. Now, Lord Monckton will be with us 30 minutes in the next hour joining us on video Skype. But I hadn't talked about this yet today, and I wanted to discuss it now. What's going on with this Professor Carrie Nogard? And I have just had enough of this assistant professor of sociology and environmental studies, because it's not just her saying we're mentally ill or racist. It's all of them. And we have a big article on this at Infowars.com. The threat of green fascism is the title, where they say arrest us, where they say shut us down, ban our speech. White House regulations are. Cass Sunstein says fine us, fee us, censor us, arrest us. This is pure authoritarianism. Okay, and now they've shut the video down and are saying that you cannot criticize a public figure. This is outrageous. She can call us racist. She can say we're mentally ill. And she says so. She says so, so it's so. And then we can't do this. And now the university is saying she never said that, even though it's in her paper that she says we need to be treated, and that's a standard thing with them, that we're criminals or we're mentally ill. And I know Lord Monckton can chronicle their examples of this. He has been beat up. He has been thrown out by the UN. You try to talk to Al Gore, you get roughed up at UN events. These are dangerous people. The UN is in Uganda and also in Central America on record killing people. This is in the New York Times, to get their land for carbon sinks. We have Agenda 21 outside Austin. I'm going to get to it at the start of the next hour. Lord Monckton, that's a long preface intro. But, you know, I tell you, they just think they're anointed, and they think their authoritarianism doesn't stink. What do you say, Lord Monckton, one of the leading experts heading up your center that researches these people? All of your research has been proven correct, so now they're calling for shutting us up.
I think that puts it very bluntly and very correctly, Alex. They are running scared. If I could just review what the climate has been doing over the last few years. We've just had, literally 2 days ago, figures from the Hadley Center and the Climatic Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. These people have now admitted that there's been no statistically significant global warming for 15 years. Likewise, the most accurate sea level satellite that we have had up there for a few years is the Aviso Envisat satellite. That shows sea level over the last 8 years since that satellite first went up, rising at a rate of equivalent to 1.3 inches per century. The Florida State University's index of the activity of hurricanes, tropical cyclones and typhoons around the world, that shows the lowest level of hurricane activity in 30 years since the satellites were first watching. The sea ice extent just today is greater for this time of year than it has been at almost any time since the 1979, when again the satellites were first able to watch, and the spring has come a month late up there. It's very, very cold up there. That's why we've had it warm down here. So all their big storylines about how terrible it's all going to be are falling apart. Polar bears, another one, just today, an important report out showing that the population of polar bears continues to grow as it has since the 1940s. This is not the profile of a species in imminent threat of extinction.
Well, they're actually a scourge, as you know, invading green areas and attacking people and invading their homes.
Absolutely. They're now becoming very aggressive and intrusive because there are so many of them and they can't get enough food in these very, very cold conditions, unusually cold conditions, in the Arctic. So they increasingly invade the human settlements in Greenland and Canada. So these are the actual realities of the climate, and it is quite clear that what they predicted would happen isn't happening. And in fact, if we look back on this now, Alex, you and I have been at this for some time, but the UN's climate panel, the IPCC, produced its first report in 1990, and that, of course, is a generation ago. So shall we have a look at how their prediction of global temperature has got on? They gave a high end, a medium end, and a low end prediction. And yes, there has been warming since 1990, but not very much. It's actually below even the low-end prediction of the IPCC. They've got every single forecast that they've ever done wrong. Every single one of these forecasts was exaggerated.
Plus the studies I've seen that you've covered, and you're listing real facts here, they'll just say peer-reviewed, but you have admitted facts, they're not denying it. A little bit of warming is actually good, plus this gaggle of nuts said that we were going to be in an ice age by the 90s back in the 70s.
That's right. So what they want to do is they know they can get grants and attention and grow their little bureaucratic empires and academic empires by pretending there's a problem. It doesn't matter which direction the problem they pretend is, as long as they can all agree on telling the same story. Well, first of all, they tried to tell the story of global cooling, whereupon global warming began. Then the global warming stopped. And they can't change gear. They can't go back to global cooling or everybody will laugh at them. They can't pretend that global warming is happening because for 15 years, on their own figures, on the figures of the cheerleaders for this whole scare, it isn't happening. And so now they're increasingly forced back onto these rather desperate expedients, one of which, we'll come on to Norgard in just a minute, I'll do one more before that. I came across this when I was addressing the Law Society of Ireland in Galway a few weeks ago. They produced a graph, you'll see it on the left-wing websites too, showing there have been many periods over the last 150 years since we kept global temperature records, when there's been 10 or 15 years without any global warming, like the last 10 or 15 years. Now, of course, what they don't realize when they show that that is the case is that that, the fact, exercises a very great constraint on the rate at which warming is occurring or could occur. So, yes, we are getting a little warming. You'd expect to see a little warming over the long term if you add lots of CO2 to the atmosphere. But the point is, it's not going to be very much. It's not going to be alarming. And even if it was, as I said to the California state legislature just a week ago, it's, in their case, it's about 30 times cheaper to sit back, go surfing, and enjoy the sunshine and adapt to the adverse consequences of any warming than it is to follow policies like California's Bill AB 32 and build all those windmills in the Altamont Pass to kill all the golden eagles and hawks and kites that they're killing by the thousand every year. These are environmentally damaging projects. But the fact is, it's vastly cheaper, even if the warming was going to be as bad as they say it is, to do nothing. And that brings me on to Professor Norgard. And I'm sorry that I, too, have kind of come crabwise around the subject, because I wanted to put what she is saying into context. What you have just heard from me, Alex, is not something insane. I have merely cited data and fact, after data, after fact, and graphs and charts and equations and figures, all of which you can verify, you can check, I'm not making them up. So why, in any rational world where free speech was allowed, would I not be allowed to tell the truth? And would I instead be accused of being some kind of a nutter? And this, after all, and let's be very blunt about this, this is what they used to do in Nazi Germany and in Stalin's Russia. If they didn't like your point of view, then what they did was they said, right, we're going to send you away to the Gulag to be re-educated, because you are suffering from a mental illness, the mental illness of not agreeing with the totalitarian dictatorial...
And let me just add, it's not just her. I mean, there are so many of them, when I went back and looked last night, who say, re-educate, arrest, drug, that she's just going along with what is standard when she says, treat us. I mean, they're calling for an authoritarianism. Al Gore is saying they've got to force it on us now. He said that 2 weeks ago in Austin. It's South by Southwest.
I think this is it. They are terrified now that because the facts, the actual unfolding climate, is not happening as they and those whom they have been quoting said it would, they are now terrified. And so they're trying to do what is always done by the left in these circumstances, to shout down any opposition with threats of arrest and international climate courts. If you go back to the Durban climate conference just last December, the UN's conference there, the members of all the world's nations were there. The only person who revealed that in that major negotiating document was a proposal to establish an international climate court to which only Western people could be brought in front of, was me. The rest of the world's journalists were silent about it because they're beginning to become embarrassed.
And by the way, they had a police officer attack you for no reason on video, at the Copenhagen event.
That was very stupid of him because my back was turned to him at the time and I was walking away. So that was silly too. And he had lost his temper because he'd been listening to me talking with my mates. I wasn't even talking to him about the climate for 3 hours because so badly organized was it. We were left standing in this bitter sub-zero cold.
But he showed you how to, again, shut him up. How dare you have free speech? Bam!
So I was knocked to the ground, and he said, you're one of the nastiest people I've ever come across. And I said, I haven't even talked to you. I was talking very friendly way to my friends, but that's the way it is now. You see, these people, Alex, don't have religion. They don't believe in anything until now. Now they've got religion, or fact, superstition, of course, a superstition being a religion that you can prove isn't true. And they've got superstition. They don't realize they've got religion.
No, it's their religion. That's why Al Gore's like, shut them up. I mean, they're now saying, shut people up.
The danger is they don't realize they've got it. See, you and I, Alex, we belong to the Christian faith. We know where we stand. But they don't have a rite of initiation that says, formerly you were not a global warming believer and now you are. So they don't realize that they've got religion. They actually think that they're being rational in demanding, as Norgaard is said to have done in that press release issued by her own University of Oregon, that not only society as a whole, but individuals should be treated because of their views on global warming. The word treated was there, I know, because I went and checked. I wrote to Professor
Norgaard. No, we have the copy. But, I mean, they have TV ads for kids where they blow children up and kill them. Yeah, I mean, over in England, as you know, if you don't go along with it. This is all they ever talk about. It's part of a larger tapestry. But let's expand on this. They have not removed this. Carrie Norgaard, assistant professor, and it goes on. She says, listen to your science advisor. She wrote this. Fortunately, you have made an excellent choice in commissioning Harvard physicist and Nobel Peace Prize recipient John Holdren as your science advisor. So here she is in a letter to Obama that's public. Of course, he's not a Peace Prize winner. He's not a Nobel Prize winner, period. Of course, he is for drugging the water supply to sterilize us. And she goes on to say, don't wait for public consensus on climate change. This is a public letter. And she goes, public opinion does matter in democracy, but this is a time when following it would be a serious mistake. So here she is calling for an end to freedom. We'll be back with Lord Christopher Monckton of Science and Public Policy.org.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Diesel owners, have you had enough of hard starts, poor mileage, and poor performance? The cause is Stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer, Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove Stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all Tractor Supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516. Or go to HotShotSecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
Body Union's that big business.
I want to thank John Rappaport, who sits in for us sometimes, investigative journalist at nomorefakenews.com. He sent this to us, and Paul Watson's getting it out right now. This will be breaking, just like we broke it last week, that she says treat us. She tried to back off. Here she is doing work for another university. We've saved it in case they take it down. And Paul Watson's got the article, Whitman College. Carrie Norgaard is a professor of sociology and environmental studies. This is 3 years ago when Obama's first getting in. She says, listen to your science advisor. And she goes on to say, don't wait for public consensus on climate change. This is written by her. I have you now. And stop shutting my videos down. Public opinion does matter in democracy, but this is a time when following it would be a serious mistake. Two factors make public understanding of climate change unusually complex. And she goes on to say, shut it down dictatorially. Shut down coal. She says, right here. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, scroll down where she says, shut down coal, shut down everything. Folks, that's what he's doing. Congress says no, he just does it. China gets three new ones a week, we get them shut down. We're going into a depression. Lord Monckton, this is breaking. I got this an hour ago. We vetted it. We checked. This is her. She did it. Unbelievable, sir. This is even bigger than saying treat us. What do you make of this latest outrage?
It is indeed an outrage. And I think, Alex, the fact that you have been taken off YouTube is also an outrage. And the fact that they've been taking me off YouTube slowly for many years by various devices. And it is quite clear that what we are dealing with now is a very rapid march towards the sort of totalitarianism that Hitler practiced in Germany, and that Stalin practiced in Russia, and that Mao practiced in China, and that Pol Pot practiced in Cambodia. What we're now getting, and Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam while I think of it, what we're now getting is the same things happening here. It's the same political forces, the people who think that they know best. Let's just examine that letter by Norgaard that you're referring to. The first thing is, does she have any more qualifications than you or I, Alex, to write and say that climate change is a uniquely dangerous thing that people are incapable of understanding for themselves? No. She is some kind of a sociologist, and by all accounts, a very bad one.
And again, look at the arrogance. She says, we must get rid of democracy and freedom because the public is stupid. No. But, no. I built my operation out of nothing. Lord Monckton has had big companies he built to himself. You live in a government reservation, and you're telling us we're idiots? You are the idiot.
That, I think, is fair comment, and I think also it's fair comment that if she has absolutely no knowledge of the science behind this, she might at least have tried to study it a bit before coming out with these pronouncements. You see, Alex, when I first began looking at this, I went and talked to the scientists on both sides. I wanted to hear what the science really said. I wanted to understand the economics for myself. I sweated the numbers for myself before I started shooting my mouth off on this. It took me 6 months before I said anything.
So did I. I spent years before I even ventured.
Know what this was about. Now, she clearly hasn't got the faintest clue. I imagine what letter she should now be writing. She should be writing saying, Dear President Obama, there are many problems you have to deal with, not the least of which is a massive and very rapidly growing public debt. So the first thing is the government shouldn't be spending money on climate change, given that there isn't any at the moment. And likewise, nor should the private sector be made to pay by not being allowed to buy cheap coal-fired electricity unless they're lucky enough to be able to buy it from China. You know, this is what is so absurd about what's going on. These people are absolutely intent on closing down America in particular and the West in general. I do not recall, Alex, having heard that Professor Norgaard has written to the Chinese government saying that their declared policy, you'll find it in the annual statistical communiques of the People's Republic of China, issued in Peking every year, of building two or three new coal-fired power stations a month, is...
Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.